亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主内平安，请大家翻到路加福音第16章19到31节，请大家听着我念。19节，有一个财主穿着紫色袍和丝麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐，又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身身疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头针沾点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。亚伯拉罕说：儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这里这边过到你那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。财主说：我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们来到这痛苦的地方。亚伯拉罕说：他们有摩西和先知的话，可以听从。他说：我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的，到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。亚伯拉罕说：若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。我们读经到此，谢谢。
我们谢谢伟光执事为我们诵读，希望我们请过劝诱牧师来为我们传讲信息人生的富足。我们也请李丽梅姐妹来我们做翻译。
Morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
Yesterday, when I went to buy lunch at the neighborhood hawker center,
那昨天我就到邻里的那个巴沙去买午餐。
I saw a long queue in front of a particular store.
那我就看到其中一个档口呢，出现了长长的人龙。
They were not buying food.
而他们呢，并不是在买食物。
It was a Saturday event that seems to be very, very regular.
似乎每一个星期六呢，他们都会定期的在那边排队。
And so I look at this shop.
我就看着这间店。
And right on top, there was this TV monitor.
那么在这个店的门口的上方呢，就有一台电视。
There was only one big sign on it.
那么电视所放映出来的只有一个很大的一个标志
，$5 million，
就是五百万。
These people were queuing up to buy a ticket, hoping that they will win the $5 million.
那么这些人他们排队呢，是要买这个彩票呢，希望自己能够赢得这五百万元。
These people want to be rich.
这些人呢，他们希望自己能够富裕。
They hope that by spending a few dollars, They could make a lot more dollars.
他们希望呢自己能够用几块钱来换取更多更多的钱财。
These people are not the exception.
我们知道这些在排队的人，他们并不例外。
This is found all over the world.
我们看到在全世界各地呢都有这样的人。
Billions of people all over the world are working very hard to be very rich.
那我们看到全球各地的人呢，有许许多多的人，数以万计的人呢，他们都非常努力的工作，就是希望能够让日子好过一点。
These people are put up on a pedestal.
那么这些人呢，他们
put on a pedestal for people to praise.
Oh, okay. 那这些人呢，他们希望能够取得成功，然后获得别人的赞扬。
They are known as successful people.
那么这些人呢，在别人的眼里是成功的。
Some may have started as very poor.But now they have become very rich.
他们当中呢，有些人他们原本是贫困的，现在却是有钱的了。
And these are examples for many poor people to aim after.
那么很多贫困的人呢，就以这些人为榜样呢，来希望能够达到他们的目标。
And the world will tell you that you can be like them one day too if you were to work hard.
那么世人也会告诉你说，如果你努力的话，有一天你也可以像这些人一样。
And you have the same kind of goal and motivation like these people.
那你就跟这些人一样，有着同样的目标。
This was not true. This is not true only of today, but throughout the ages.
这不仅仅是在今天呢，是这样的一个情况，而且是古今将来都是这样的一种情况。
Luke chapter 16 verses 14 and 15 describe the same kind of people in Jesus' times.
那么我们看到路加福音第十六章十四到十六节呢，就形容了在耶稣的年代呢，也有这样的人。
The Pharisees who were supposed to be the most religious people, they were also very covetous.
那么法利赛人呢，他们实际上应该是比较敬虔的人，但是这里告诉我们说，法利赛人也是贪爱钱财的。
The word covetous means they were lovers of money.
他们圣经用贪爱钱财来形容他们。
This was what Jesus said to them in verse 15.
那主耶稣基督在十五节对他们说
Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
你们是在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。
What?Is highly esteemed among men.
人所尊贵的
covetousness
是什么呢
Lover of money
就是贪婪，就是贪爱钱财。
People who want to be very rich.
那么人呢，都希望能够有钱。
Do you want to be rich?
那你是不是也希望能够富有呢
Do you want lots of money?
你是不是希望拥有很多的钱财呢
Well, then you are part of.This world that Jesus Christ rebukes.
那么你也属于这个主耶稣基督所谴责的世界了。
Because this is what man will highly esteem.
因为贪婪、贪爱钱财是人所尊贵的。
But God called this abomination.
但是神却称之为看为可憎恶的。
Why did God use such a strong word to condemn these people?
为什么神要用那么强烈的字眼来定这些人的罪呢？
Many of them are not doing anything criminal.
这些人呢，并没有做非常犯法的事情。
All they want to do is to be rich.
他们只是想有多一点钱。
Parents push their children to study hard.
那么家长呢，就希望自己的孩子能够努力的读书。
Because in our world, parents believe that if they have a piece of paper from a university or from any other.Higher institution, they will become rich.
因为在我们的社会里面呢，家长相信呢，只要他们的孩子呢有一张文凭，他们就能够找到好的工作，能够赚大钱。
Why is this an abomination?
为什么这在神看来是可憎恶的呢
？Abomination is something hateful.
可憎恶，顾名思义就是会被神所恨恶的。
God very seldom used the word abomination.
那么神很少使用这个字眼。
You mean working hard, studying harder to be rich is an abomination to God?
你或许会问，用功读书，努力赚钱，在神看来，难道是可憎恶的吗
That is exactly what Jesus Christ said.
这就是主耶稣基督在这一节里面所说的。
And therefore, that is what it is.
所以呢，这就是真实的。
So I hope you are not motivating yourself to be rich.
所以我希望大家不会你们的推动力并不是在推动自己呢成为有钱的人。
Because if this is in your heart, and you are a parent,You're going to pass the same abomination to your children.
因为如果你的心里有这样可憎恶的一种念头的话呢，你也会把这样的一种信念呢，传给你的孩子。
Why did Jesus Christ call this an abomination?
为什么主耶稣基督把这一切看为可憎恶的呢？
He must have a reason.
他肯定有他的理由。
And so he gave us this account of the rich man and Lazarus.
所以他呢接着就告诉我们财主和拉撒路的故事。
And so we have this rich man that represents all those who want to be rich.
所以这个财主他就代表了所有希望能够赚大钱成为富裕的人。
And so he was very rich.
而这个财主的确也是非常有钱的。
In verse 19, Jesus described him as a certain rich man, clothed in purple and fine linen. He fed sumptuously every day.
那主耶稣基督在十九节就形容这个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
Isn't this what all of us want to?
这难道不是我们每一个人都希望能够得到的吗
？Dress in very expensive and beautiful clothes.
我们希望能够有非常昂贵、非常好的这个衣服穿。
Some dresses, some garments could cost thousands of dollars each.
有一些衣服呢，一件就要几千块钱。
There are handbags that are worth thousands of dollars.
也有一些手提袋呢，一个也要几千万、几千块
钱。There are watches that are worth also hundreds of thousands of dollars.
那有一些手表呢，也要几万元。
Likewise, the shoes.
那么鞋子也是一样。
Now, these are the things that people all long to have.
这些都是世人呢希望得到的。
Well, this rich man had them.
那么这个财主呢，他拥有这些东西。
The other thing that he also had was to eat sumptuously.
而不仅是如此呢，他还天天奢华宴乐。
He could afford to eat the best food.
他可以吃上等的这个食物。
Whatever his heart desires, he ate them.
他希望吃什么，他想吃什么就吃什么。
And the Bible says he ate them every day, not once in a while.
而圣经告诉我们呢，他不是有时候吃，他是天天都这么吃。
So he dressed in the best clothes money could buy.
所以他就穿最昂贵的衣服。
He ate the best food money could buy every day.
他天天都吃他能够负担的这个奢华宴乐。
Is this what you want?
这是不是你也是你希望得到的呢
？Is this why you're working so hard toward?
你是不是也是因为这样，所以你努力工作呢
？And you think this is true riches？
那你是不是以为这就是真正的富足呢
？That's what the newspaper says。
这是那个报章呢所报道的。
That's what the internet says。
这也是互联网所定义的。
That's what my teacher say。
那我们的老师可能也是这么说的。
That's what our leaders of the country say。
我们国家的领袖可能也是这样认为的。
And that's what my parents also say。
那可能我们的家长也是这么说的。
And the sad part is, that's what also some pastors or some churches also say。
但是可悲的是呢，有一些牧师、有一些教会也是这么想的。
Jesus has one word for this。
但是主耶稣基督有一句话。
Abomination。
他说。这些都是可憎恶的。
Because Jesus Christ measured true riches from a totally different perspective.
因为主耶稣他衡量真正的富足呢是从一个完全不一样的角度。
And I pray you will also measure true riches from Jesus' perspective and not the world.
我也希望你能够以主耶稣基督的角度而不是世人的角度来衡量什么是真正的富足。
To contrast this rich man, Jesus Christ,Use a certain beggar by the name of Lazarus.
那为了对比这个财主呢，主耶稣基督也说了另外一个人物，就是讨饭的这个拉撒路。
He was laid at his gate.
那么拉撒路呢，就被人放在这个财主的门口。
He couldn't walk on his own to the gate.
那么这个财这个拉撒路他没有办法自己走到财主的门口。
Somebody carried him and placed him at this gate of this rich man.
必须有人呢把他放在财主的门口。
He has no money for doctors, and so his body was covered with sores.
他没有钱看医生，所以他浑身都生疮。
So he was feeling a lot of pain and discomfort.
所以他全身呢都感觉到很不舒服，很痛苦。
He had no nice clothes.
他也没有好看的衣服穿。
He did not even have proper food.
他甚至也没有好吃的东西吃。
But what did he desire?
但是他心里想要的是什么呢
？Verse 21 says he desires simply to be fed with the crumbs.
21节告诉我们说，他只是想得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎。
He did not desire to be rich like this rich man.
他并没有想要成为像财主一样富有。
He just did not even desire for the leftover food.
他甚至也没有想要财主吃剩的东西。
He just simply desired the crumbs that fall off the table.
而是只是想要财主桌子上掉下来的零碎的食物。
You and I, when you try to eat something and some portions of your food drop off the table, what do you do?
那时候我们吃东西的时候，食物掉在地上，你会怎么样呢？
Maybe only dogs would eat.
那可能只有这个狗会来吃。
It is dirty.
因为食物掉在地上就肮脏了。
You won't even bother to pick it up.
你可能也不愿意去捡起它来。
So let's say you eat at the hawker center.
比如说你到这个小贩中心去吃。
And you order fishball noodle.
那你就叫了一碗这个鱼圆面汤。
And you only have three fishball.
那你的碗里只有三个鱼圆。
You use a chopstick to pick it up.
那你就用你的筷子夹起了这个鱼圆。
And as you're about to put it into your mouth.
但是你在吃之前呢。
It slipped and it fell off.
这个鱼丸却掉了出来。
And it bounced from the table onto the floor.
掉在桌子上，然后弹了一弹，掉在地上了。
You only have three.
可是你只有三粒鱼圆。
You only have two left.
那你现在只剩下两粒。
What would you do?
那你会怎么样呢
？Pick it up.
你会捡起来。
Wash it.
拿去洗。
Bring it to the toilet, I mean, and wash it.
拿去厕所洗。
And then eat it.
然后吃下它吗
？Or you just use your leg and kick it away.
还是你会用脚把它踢开呢
？I got two more.
我还有两粒嘛
，right? That's Singaporean, right?
这就是新加坡人。
Or maybe you wash it.
或者你会拿起来，然后捡然后洗它。
And then give it to your wife.
然后给你的妻子吃。
You see, we don't even bother what drops onto our table.
你看，我们根本不在乎什么东西从我们的桌上掉下去。
But Lazarus was only desiring what we don't even want.
所以你看拉撒路他要的不过是我们不要的东西。
That was his heart's desire.
这是他心里的所希望的。
And then, moreover, the dog came and licked his sores. All he had was the dogs licking him.
那我们也看到呢狗还来舔他的疮。
Now, Lazarus was a Jewish name.
那拉撒路这个名字呢是一个希伯来人的。
Remember, there was another Lazarus in the Gospel of John that had two sisters, Mary and Martha, who died and Jesus Christ raised him from the dead.
那我们知道在约翰福音里面也有一个拉撒路呢他有两个姐妹然后他死了然后主耶稣基督从死里将他复活。
A dog was an unclean animal to the Jew.
那么这个我们这里看到的这个拉撒路是一个犹太人那么对犹太人来说呢这个狗是不洁净的动物。
You don't want the dog to lick you, it'll make you unclean.
你不会要狗来舔你，因为它会使你不干净。
But that was the only comfort he could receive because of the sores on his body.
但是因为他身上浑身都是疮，而且非常的痛苦，只能让狗来舔他的疮，得到一些这个安慰。
So here in this account, Jesus gave us two very contrasting individuals.
所以我们在这个故事里面呢，我们看到有两个对比强烈的人物。
One very rich.
一个非常有钱。
One very poor.
一个非常穷困。
The rich could enjoy the best things in life.
那么这个有钱人，这个财主呢，他能够享受世间上最好的东西。
The poor beggar had nothing.
但是这个讨饭的拉撒路呢，他什么也没有。
He desired for the most simple thing.
他心里所要想得到的呢是世界上最简单的东西。
The food that you don't want,
你不要
I want, he says.
你不要的食物他说他要。
And that to Lazarus was good enough.
对拉撒路来说呢，这些你不要的食物呢，对他来说是最好的了。
And then the Bible said it came to pass the beggar died.
那么圣经说，后来这个讨饭的死了。
He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
他被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The rich man also died and was buried.
那么财主也死了，并且被埋葬了。
And in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes.Being in torment, and then he seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
那么他这个财主呢，在阴间受痛苦，举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又看见拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
What was Jesus trying to tell us?
那么主耶稣基督在这里要告诉我们什么呢
？What is the meaning of Abraham's bosom?
那么亚伯拉罕的怀里是什么意思呢
？Abraham was not the first believer in the Old Testament.
我们知道在旧约里面亚伯拉罕并不是第一个信徒
The first believer we believe was Adam
那旧约里面第一个信徒呢我们相信是亚当
There was also Abel
还有亚伯
There was also Noah
还有挪亚
Then why was it called Abraham's bosom?
那为什么要称之为亚伯拉罕的怀里呢
Abraham was a special individual
那我们知道亚伯拉罕是一个特别的人物
Because in the book of Romans, Abraham was singled out by God as the father of all the faithful.
那么因为在罗马书里面呢，我们看到神呢特别的提到亚伯拉罕呢，称他为所有忠心的人的之父。
If you have faith, you will be known as Abraham's child.
那如果你是有信心的人呢，你就会被称为亚伯拉罕之子。
That's why it is known as Abraham's bosom.
所以这里呢就称之为亚伯拉罕的怀里。
Lazarus knows God.
那么拉撒路他认识神。
He was known by God.
那么神也认识他。
He was known by Abraham too.
他那么亚伯拉罕也认识拉撒路。
He was the son of Abraham.
那么拉撒路也是亚伯拉罕之子。
He was the son of Abraham by faith.
他是因着信成了亚伯拉罕之子
as well as the son of Abraham by blood
他的血统呢也是亚伯拉罕之子
this rich man if he was a Jew he was only the son of Abraham by the blood but not by faith
那么这个财主如果他是犹太人呢他在血统上呢他也是亚伯拉罕的后裔但是在信心上呢他却不是亚伯拉罕之子
Because all Jews came through Abraham.
因为我们知道所有的犹太人呢，都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
What was the desire of the rich man?
那么我们看到财主死后，他心里希望什么呢
？He wanted to be very rich.
这个财主呢，他之前呢，他就希望能够很有钱。
What was the desire of the beggar?
那么就是生前呢，这个拉撒路他的心里又希望着什么呢
？He just wanted to eat a little bit.
他只渴望能够吃一点东西。
But what was in the rich man's heart?
但是财主心里想着什么呢
？The rich man cared only for life on this earth.
财主心里想的只是在世的这个生命。
He didn't care about helping the beggar called Lazarus.
他并没有想到要帮助拉撒路。
All he cared about was the best things in life.
他关心的只是这世界能够给他的东西。
Lazarus, on the other hand, was different.
但是拉撒路呢却不一样。
He did not have the best things in life.
他在世的生命中呢并没有拥有任何美好的东西。
But he has another better thing in life.
但是他一生中呢却有一个更好的东西。
He had a personal relationship with God just like Abraham.
也就是呢他和神有一个非常个人的关系，就如同亚伯拉罕一样。
And so all he cared about was if there's food I eat, if the dog can comfort my sores, let the dog comfort my sores. He had faith.
所以他关注的呢，只是如果有食物我就吃一点，如果狗来舔我就让它舔我的疮。那么他心里呢是充满信心的。
Jesus recorded this account to make us think.
那么主耶稣基督呢他记载了这段故事呢是要让我们去思考。
He wants us to have the right thinking today.
他要我们在今天的这个社会里面呢有一个正确的思想。
He doesn't want us to have the right thinking tomorrow.
他并不是要我们说明天才去思考正确的东西。
Because tomorrow you could die.
因为明天你可能就会死了。
Just like this rich man.
就好像这个财主一样。
And you know that no matter how rich you are, one day you will also die.
那你也知道，不管你今天多么的富有，你有一天还是要面对死亡。
So what does Jesus want us to think about today, right now?
那么主耶稣基督要我们在当下这一个时刻呢，想些什么呢？
From verse 19 to verse 23, he wants us to think about death today.
那么今天呢，他要我们思想的呢，在19到23节，他要我们思想的就是死亡。
Because whether you are rich, very rich, or whether you are very poor,They all end up in the same state and condition, and that is death.
那么不管你是多么有钱，或者不管你是多么的贫困呢，最终呢都会有同样的下场，也就是死亡。
But we don't like to think that.
但是我们不喜欢想到这个死亡两个字。
We feel that if I think about death, death may come and I will die.
我们可能会觉得说，我越想关于这个死亡的东西呢，那个死亡就会越快降临。
There are a lot of people who are afraid of death.
那很多人呢，他们都很害怕死亡。
But just because you are afraid of death doesn't mean that death will not come.
但是，即便并不是说你不怕，并不是说你。
Just because you don't want to think about death doesn't mean death will not come.
并不是说你不去想这个死亡呢，死亡就不会降临。
Death will still come and hit your life.
因为死亡最终还是会降临的。
At any time.
在任何时候。
He doesn't care whether you are young or healthy, death can still come.
不管你多么年轻，不管你多么健康，都可能面对死亡。
You don't believe, you go to Choa Chu Kang Cemetery.
你不信的话，你就去蔡厝港的这个坟场。
You see very young babies, less than a year old, buried in Choa Chu Kang Cemetery.
那你可以在坟场里面看到呢，有一些坟墓呢是属于这个不到一岁的这个小孩的。
You have young, strong men, 20, 21 years old, very healthy, also buried in Choa Chu Kang Cemetery.
你也看到呢，有一些被埋葬在那里的人呢，他们不到二，他们只不过是20或21岁的青年。
You have to think about death today and not tomorrow.
你必须今天就来思想有关死亡的课题，而不是等到明天。
Because if you don't, and when death comes, you're going to be like this rich man.
因为如果你不去思想这个课题的话呢，当死亡面临的降临的时候呢，你就要像这个财主一样了。
Verse 23 tells us he was in torment.
23节告诉我们他受痛苦。
His body was buried.
他的身体呢被埋葬了。
But his spirit was very much alive.
但是他的灵魂却还活着。
The Bible says his spirit was in hell.
那么圣经告诉我们他的灵魂呢在阴间。
His riches on earth did not save him from hell.
他在这个世界上所拥有的这些财富呢并没有办法拯救他脱离这个地狱。
And then he saw Abraham from afar off.
然后他远远的就看见了这个亚伯拉罕。
Then he saw Lazarus.With Abraham.
然后又看见拉撒路呢在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
He was received by Abraham into Abraham's bosom.
他看到拉撒路就躺在这个亚伯拉罕的怀里。
This is a picture of paradise.
那么我们看到我们知道这一幕呢说的就是天堂。
When this rich man think of death when he was in hell, it was too late.
当这个财主下到阴间才去思想死亡的时候呢，已经太迟了。
Verse 24, the Bible said, then he cried.
那么24节告诉我们说，这个财主就喊着说
，He should have cried before he died.
他实际上应该在死之前呢，就向神哭喊。
But he was too consumed with enjoying life.
但是呢，他生前呢，只懂得享乐。
He was too caught up with his beautiful clothes and his sumptuous meal.
他只想着穿好看的衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
He didn't bother to cry.
他并没有想到要向神哭喊。
What is there to cry?
要哭喊些什么呢？
He should cry for his sin.
他应该哭喊为着他的罪向神哭
喊。Because very soon he will die in his sin.
因为他很快就要在罪里而死。
But he did not care.
但是他并不在乎。
He didn't want to know.
他并不想知道。
He was not thinking about death. He was thinking about his riches.
他并没有思想这个死亡的课题，他想到的只是他的财富。
Was he thinking about his riches in hell?
那么他在地狱里面的时候想的是不是他的财富呢？
Definitely not.
肯定不是。
He was in great pain.
因为他正受着痛苦。
And so he cried to Abraham and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame in hell.
那么财主就喊着说，我祖亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来用指头尖蘸点水凉凉我的舌头。
It was too late.
因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。
After he died, he was in hell. He was tormented by the flames that were in hell. He could not get out.
但是这一切都太迟了，他下到地狱去，他在火焰里面非常的痛苦，但他没有办法脱离这一切。
When a person thinks of death right now,
当一个人如果这一个时刻呢，就去思想有关这个死亡的课题，
he will know that he has sinned in his heart.
他就会知道他有犯罪了。
When he has sinned in his heart, he will cry to God, help me get rid of my sin.
当他知道心里有罪的时候，他就会向神哭喊，求主赦免他的罪。
The rich man thought that if I have money, if I have all the clothes, all the food, I am enjoying life, I will not die.
这个财主呢，他在世界上的时候呢，他享受着很好的衣服，很好的美食，他就以为说他不会死。
He was not crying for his sin, he was enjoying life.
他享受着他的生命，他没有为自己的罪向神呼喊。
But now that he has died, now that he's in hell, he was crying, but he could not get out.
但是现在他下到阴间去了，他开始喊了，因为他很痛苦，但是他没有办法脱离。
Verse 25.
Abraham
said to him, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
亚伯拉罕就对财主说，儿啊，你该回想你生前享过的福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦了。
Remember,
那亚伯拉罕说，你要回想
what consumed your heart and your soul when you were alive,
想想你生前什么东西占据了你的生命。
All you wanted was to be rich and you got it.
你生前你想要的就是财富，而你也拥有了。
You had your enjoyment.
你享过福了。
But now you have to pay the price.
但是现在你要付出代价了。
Because you were consumed by the thought that now that I am rich, I'm very successful, you did not think about death, you did not think about your sin.
因为你生前呢，享受着你的荣华富贵，你却没有去思想你的罪和死亡这个课题。
Now that you have died in your sin, you end up in hell.
现在你在罪里死了，你被下到阴间去。
By thinking about your riches in life when you were on earth, would that help you?
那么，如果你回想你生前所享过的福，这能够帮助你吗？
It did not help the rich man.
这没有办法帮助财主。
He was tormented so badly that he begged Abraham, please send Lazarus, just give me one drop of water.
他承受的痛苦呢，多么的煎熬，以至于他就求这个亚伯拉罕说，你就让拉撒路来给我喝点水吧。
Lazarus was poor in things material.
那么我们看到拉撒路在物质上呢，是非常困乏的。
He had the clothes of the beggar.
他所穿的衣服呢是乞丐的衣服。
He had no food.
他没有食物吃。
He had nothing.
他什么也没有。
But he was very rich.
但是拉撒路却是富足的。
He had a relationship with God.
因为他和神有着亲密的关系。
He had faith in God like Father Abraham.
他像亚伯拉罕一样呢，对神有着信心。
And that's why when he was on earth, he was not a consumer by.Material riches. He had true riches.
所以他在这世界上的时候呢，他并没有他的心怀意念并没有完全的被想要得到财富的这样的一种念头所占据，因为他本身已经是非常富足的了。
His wealth was in his relationship with God.
而他之所以富足呢，是因为他与神有关系。
His wealth was in the fact that he knows Jesus Christ is his Lord and his Savior.
他之所以富足，是因为他认识主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督是他的救主。
He knew that Jesus Christ died on the cross for his sins.
他知道主耶稣基督为他的罪而死在十字
架上。He knew that all his sins have been forgiven, washed by the blood of Christ.
他知道他的罪都被赦免了，被主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净。
So even as a beggar, he may suffer pain.And cold and no food on earth.
虽然他是个乞丐，他没有东西吃，他没有衣服穿，他可能会非常的寒冷。
He was poor in body, but he was rich in soul.
但是他是在肉体上呢，他是贫困的，但是在灵魂上呢，却是富足的。
The rich man was rich in body, but a beggar in his soul.
财主呢，在肉体上是富足的，但是在灵魂上呢，却是个乞丐。
He found out after he died.
但是他只有在死后呢，他才发现这点。
And now he wanted some relief and to get out of it. He could not.
他希望能够脱离这一切的痛苦，但却不能够。
Abraham told him in verse 26, "And beside all these, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed." So the day which we would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence.
亚伯拉罕继续对财主说：“不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。”
Those in hell cannot come to those in paradise. Those in paradise cannot go to those in hell.
那些在地狱的过不到天堂这里，那么在天堂的人呢，也没有办法去到地狱去。
This is the reality that you and I must know.
这是我们必须面对和认识的一个现实。
So where do you want to go?
所以你到底要去哪里呢？
Hell or paradise?
要去地狱还是去天堂呢？
As long as you are still breathing.You can make a difference.
只要你还呼吸着呢，你就能够做出你的选择。
The moment you die, it's all over.
但是一旦你死了呢，这一切就太迟了。
You may be very rich in your body today.
今天呢，你或许很富有。
But are you rich in your soul?
但是你的灵魂是否是富足的呢？
A person who is rich in the soul.He will only think about things eternal, not things right now.
那么一个灵魂富足的人呢，他所思想的呢，都是永恒的事，而不是今天的事。
He does not desire to be rich.
他渴望，他并不渴望成为有钱人。
Don't call yourself a Christian if you desire to be rich.
如果你渴望成为富有的人呢？请不要称自己为基督徒了。
This desire to be rich, Jesus says, it is an abomination.
因为这致富的渴望呢，主耶稣基督说是可憎恶的。
If anyone were to tell you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll be healthy and wealthy. Jesus Christ called this gospel abomination.
那如果有人告诉你说来信主耶稣基督，你就可以有健康、有财富的话呢？主耶稣基督说这样的福音是可憎恶的。
Because when you are a Christian, be prepared to suffer for Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道，作为主耶稣基督，作为一个基督徒呢，我们要做好准备为耶稣受苦。
There are a lot of rich people who do not desire to be rich.
那有很多有钱的人呢，他们并不是有，就是并没有说渴望说自己成为富足的。
They are found in the Bible.
那么他们也记载在圣经里头。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, King David, Daniel, Joseph, they were very rich, but they never desired to be rich.
好像亚伯拉罕、以撒、但以理、大卫王，他们都很有钱，但是他们却没有成为有钱人的这个渴望。
There are a lot of poor people who desire to be rich, like those who are queuing up to buy those tickets to win the $5 million.
我们看到有很多贫困的人呢，他们很渴望致富，就好像那些排队买马票的人一样。
They may not be rich like this rich man. The problem is they desire to be rich like this rich man, and that is an abomination.
他们或许不像这个财主一样富足，但是他们却渴望像他一样富足。那么圣经告诉我们，这是可憎恶的。
A person who has faith in Jesus Christ will not desire to be rich. He desire to be rich in Christ, not to be rich in things of this world.
那么一个信主的人呢，他不会渴望致富，他渴望的呢是希望在他的灵命上。在属灵的事物上富足，而不是在物质上富足。
We must think about death right now.
我们现在这一刻就要来思想。
We must know where we are going if we die right now.
我们要思想死亡的课题，好叫我们知道，我们如果现在我们死了，我们会到哪里去。
Don't be like this rich man. It was too late for him.
不要像这个财主一样，一切都太迟了。
He was thinking about death after he was in hell.
他只有到了地狱呢，他才开始思考呢有关死亡的。
And then while he was in hell, then he cried, then he was sorrow for his sin.
等到他下到阴间的时候呢，他才向神为，他才为自己的罪哭喊。
A person who thinks about death right now will sorrow for his sin before he dies.
那么如果你现在呢就去思考死亡的这个课题的话呢，你就会现在呢就会为你的罪感到悲哀。
Then he can do something about it.
那你就可以为你的罪做点什么。
When you sorrow for your sin like this rich man while you are in hell, you can't do anything about it because there is a difference where there is a gap between hell and paradise that can never be bridged.
那如果你像这个财主一样下到地狱去才去思考你的罪思考死亡的课题的话呢已经太迟了因为圣经告诉我们呢天堂和地狱之间是有深渊限定的
The rich man wants to believe in Jesus Christ and cry for his sin in hell Abraham said there is a chasm that cannot be bridged you cannot come to paradise
那么财主在地狱里面呢他向神呼求赦免他的罪并希望能够相信主耶稣但是亚伯拉罕对他说太迟了因为天堂和地狱之间呢是有深渊限定的你来不了我这里
You should think about death You should think about your sin while you were on earth
所以我们要在还有生之年呢就要去思想有关罪和死亡的课题
But you were only thinking about your beautiful clothes and your wonderful food
但是我们很多人呢可能只是想着我们好吃的美食和好看的衣服。
And then now this rich man in hell wanted to be very evangelistic. He wants to share the gospel now.
那么这个财主现在下到了地狱呢他就想到说啊我要快点传福音了。
You see that in verse 27.
我们在27节看到这个。
Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that is to Abraham, that thou would send him to my father's house, send Lazarus to my father's house on earth.For I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. I don't want my brothers to come to hell and join me. Please send Lazarus back to tell them about hell.
那么财主就对亚伯拉罕说，我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。所以这个财主不希望自己的弟兄呢，像他一样来到地狱。
Because his brothers were just like him.
因为他知道他的弟兄跟他一样。
Very rich.
也很有钱。
Think only about all the beautiful clothes and all the wonderful food.
他们想的呢就是好看的衣服和好吃的美食。
And he knows that if they do not think about death, if they do not cry for their sin right now while they are on earth, they are going to join him.
而他也清楚地知道如果他的弟兄在有生之年呢不来思考有关罪和死亡的课题的话呢他们死后呢也会跟他一样下到地狱去。
Send Lazarus back.
所以他说把这个打发拉撒路到我父家去。
Abraham said no.
亚伯拉罕对他说不能。
They already have something far better than Lazarus.
他们有比这个拉撒路的见证更好的东西。
Verse 29 says they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
29节说他们有摩西和先知的话，他可以，你的弟兄可以去听。
That means they have the word of God. It is more powerful than to send Lazarus back.
也就是说，他们有神的话语，而神的话语比打发拉撒路去做见证更有这个能力。
In verse 30, the rich man say no.Father Abraham, if someone went back from the dead, then my brothers will repent. They need to see the resurrected Lazarus.
财主说呢，不是的，我主亚伯拉罕，如果有一个人能够从死里复活到他们那里去，他们就一定会悔改的。
Abraham said, No, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, that means if they won't listen to God's word, neither will they be persuaded, even someone rises from the dead were to visit them.
那么亚伯拉罕却对他说如果他们不听从摩西和先知的话也就是不听从神的话语的话呢就是有一个人从死里复活呢他们也是不听劝的。
The rich man thought that if they were, if the brothers were to see Lazarus rose from the dead, then they would believe in Christ.
财主以为自己的弟兄如果看到拉撒路从死里复活的话呢他们就会相信主耶稣。
That kind of belief has no faith.
这样的相信呢是没有信心的相信。
That is to believe by seeing.
这是靠着你所看见的去相信。
The word of God is more powerful.
但是我们看到圣经也就是神的话语是更有能力的。
You don't see with your eyes, you believe with your heart.
你看不到而是心里相信。
That was what Lazarus had, he had faith.
这就是拉撒路所有的信心。
He had faith in God, in Christ.
他对神对主耶稣有这个信心。
When the word of God is preached to you, just like this morning, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you. You don't need to see Jesus Christ hanging on the cross.
那如果有人向你传福音，就好像今天早上一样，把神的话语传讲给你听的话，你要忠心的去，诚心的去相信，你不需要眼睛看到主耶稣基督从死里复活，你也可以由衷的去相信他。
You cannot ask God to bring you back 2,000 years ago, and I must see Jesus Christ dying on the cross for me, then I believe.
你不能对神说，你把我带到2000年以前吧，让我亲眼看到主耶稣基督为我的罪死在十字架上，我这样才会相信。
Believe in what the word of God says.
我们要相信神所说的话。
Jesus Christ did die on the cross for your sin.
主耶稣基督的确为了你和我的罪死在十字架上。
Moses and all the prophets, they all believe in Jesus Christ.
摩西和所有的先知，他们都相信主耶稣。
They all believe that Jesus Christ died for them.
他们也相信主耶稣为他们而死。
And they believe that God accepted what Jesus Christ has done for you by raising him from the dead as well.
他们也相信主耶，他们也相信神接受了主耶稣基督的死。因此把他从死里复活了。
Think of death today.
所以我们今天就要来思想有关死亡。
Cry for your sins today.
我们今天就要为着自己的罪来向神哭求。
Have faith and believe in Jesus Christ today.
我们今天就要有信心来相信接受主耶稣基
督。Not tomorrow.
我们不要等到明天。
The rich man believed in Jesus Christ tomorrow after he died.
那么财主呢，只有等到明天，等到他死了之后呢，他才信主。
It was too late.
但是一切都太迟了。
He cried for his sin in hell.
他在地狱里面呢，为自己的罪哭求。
It was too late.
但是已经太迟了。
He believed in Jesus Christ in hell. It was too late.
他在地狱里面才来信主，但是已经太迟了。
There is a gap between hell and paradise that can never be bridged.
那么天堂和地狱之间呢，有一个很大很大的深渊，是永远没有办法可以让人度过的。
As long as you are still alive right now, before you die, you can make a difference.
在你有生之年呢，你还是能够做一些事情来做决定的。
Don't desire riches of the things of the world.
不要渴望这世间的财富。
That is an abomination.
这一切对神来说都是可憎恶的。
Because you think that you are rich in this life, you are very poor. You die, you end up in hell, and that's why Jesus called this an abomination because it is very deceptive.
那么你以为呢？你在世间上呢，拥有了很多的财富，但实际上，如果你就这样死掉的话呢，你在阴间呢是非常的这个穷困的。所以，主耶稣说这是可憎恶的，因为他是欺骗人的。
So don't desire to be rich.
所以我们不要渴望成为有钱的人。
This was the sin of covetousness that the Pharisees had.
因为这是贪婪的罪，而法利赛人也犯了这个罪。
This is the covetousness that many Singaporeans have.
这是很多新加坡人都犯了的贪婪的罪。
If you desire covetousness,Think again. You are like the rich man, and you will die in your riches, and you will find yourself in hell where the flames will burn, and you'll be tormented just like him.
那如果你像这财主一样贪爱这个钱财的话，那你要去思想好好的检讨了。那你可能就会像他一样呢，死后呢下到阴间去，在火焰里极其的痛苦。
Think about death. Think about your sin, and think about Christ right now.
你现在这个时刻呢，就要去思想死亡，思想罪，思想主耶稣基督。
If you have loved ones who have died in their sin,
那如果你有亲人呢，在罪里死了，
and you think that if I were to die in my sin, I can join them.
那你认为说，你如果死在罪里，你也可以就可以跟他们重逢。
Because you love them.
因为你爱他们。
Well, the person whom you love, if he died in his sin,I'm sad to tell you that he will be like the rich man. He is in hell.
那我非常难过的要告诉你说，如果你的亲人，你所爱的这个亲人呢，在罪里而死的话，他会像这个财主一样下到阴间去。
But please also know this truth.
但你也要知道这个真理。
Your loved one who has died in sin and is in hell will be like that rich man.
那你死去然后在阴间的这个亲人呢，他也会像这个财主一样。
The rich man did not want any of his five brothers to join him in hell.
财主呢，不希望他的五个弟兄呢，跟他一样下到地狱去。
Your loved ones who has died in sin in hell, his message to you will be like the rich man. Don't come and join me.
那么你死在罪里的这个亲人呢，在地狱里面呢，也跟这个财主一样，不希望看到你下到地狱去。
Stop thinking about the riches of the things of the world.
他会希望你呢，不要再渴望这世界的财富了。
Stop thinking about your fine clothes and your good food.
不要再思想你好穿好看的衣服和好吃的美食了。
Think about where you will go when you die.
要想想你死后会去到哪里。
Abraham's bosom or hell?
到底是亚伯拉罕的怀里呢，还是地狱？
Cry for your sins in your heart right now, not tomorrow.
这个时候呢，就要为你的罪来哭求，不要等到明天。
And turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in Him right now, not tomorrow when you are in hell. It's too late.
今天就要归向主耶稣，接受他成为你的救主，不要等到明天，因为明天就太迟了。
Who are you?
你到底是谁呢？
The rich man or Lazarus?
你是财主还是拉撒路呢？
Make your choice today.
今天你就要做出选择。
Not tomorrow.
不要等到明天。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有怜悯慈爱的天父。
Search our hearts, O Lord.
检查我们的心。
Do I desire Christ or do I desire the riches of the things of this world?
我到底是渴望得着耶稣还是得着这世间的财富呢？
I pray, O Lord, that all of us will learn from the mistakes of the rich man.
求主帮助我们，希望每一个在座的人呢，都能够向从这个财主的身上学习。
And none of us will follow in his footsteps.
好叫我们不会跟从他的脚步。
Because it was too late for him.
因为对这个财主来说，一切都太迟了。
He realized the truth when he was in hell, and he could not get out of hell.
因为他只到了地狱才发现这个真理，而他没有办法脱离地狱了。
Help us to follow Lazarus.
求你帮助我们跟从拉撒路的脚步。
He had no wealth on earth, but he has wealth in his heart.
他虽然在这个世界上没有拥有任何的财富，但是他的心里却是非常富足的。
He had faith like Abraham.
他有如同亚伯拉罕的信心。
He believed in Jesus Christ who died for his sin like Abraham.
他像亚伯拉罕一样相信主耶稣基督为他的罪而死。
He was poor in body, but he was rich in his soul.
他肉体上是贫困的，但是灵魂上却是富足的。
Help all of us also.To be rich in our soul and poor in body.
求主帮助我们也像拉撒路一样，在灵魂上是非常富足的，在肉体上是贫困的。
I pray, O Lord, that all of us will be like Lazarus and not the rich man.
求主帮助我们每一个人都能像拉撒路一样，而不像这个财主。
May this be our heart's experience and our heart's cry.
求主帮助我们，让我们如此的来向你呼求，也让我们。能够像拉撒路一样
That we truly know Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior.
好叫我们真正的来认识主耶稣基督，接受他为我们的救主。
In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.